Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Welcome. Thank you all for joining us for worship this day. It's so great to have you here as we celebrate this third Sunday in Pentecost. A few announcements before we get started. Please don't forget that Monday afternoon we'll be starting Brown Bag and Big Ideas at Tuscora Park at the Upper Pavilion underneath the shelter there. So Mondays during June and July, we'll meet there from noon to 1:15 to eat our brown bag lunches and have some good old-fashioned Moravian fellowship. Masks are optional. Come join us and have a good time of fellowship. Another reminder, there's no rummage sale this summer. Also, a big thank you to all who helped with our Sweep the Streets this past weekend. That crew does amazing work. They come late at night, and they do such a great job and such a great ministry to help our church that we are incredibly thankful, especially to Floyd and Delene for leading that. And then also, Food on the Fly, busy week in the life of the church this week. Food on the Fly will be this Wednesday from 4:30 to 6. Meal prices have been up to $10, just so you're aware. And then the Strawberry Festival will be Saturday. June 12th, starting at 4, meals will be $8 for that, and it will be carry out only. We are still looking for people to help out that day, volunteers, people to cut strawberries, things like that. We've had a lot of people who've been able to donate stuff, but we do need some help with people who are available to do things like that. The more people we have, the easier the job goes, so that is appreciated. Also, our VBS is coming around the corner. Believe it or not, we moved it up this year to make some changes with COVID protocols. But our VBS program will be Earth, Wind, and Fire. It will begin on Tuesday, June 15th, and run through Friday, June 18th. And it will be from 6 to 7:30. That Friday will be our family night, as we traditionally have. And registration forms can be found on the This Week in Worship email I just sent out. If you have trouble locating that, let me know. It's a very simple form because we are only opening our VBS program to kids within our church at this time because of the COVID situations in place. Sunday, June 20th, 2 weeks from today, we're going to have a special outdoor worship service in the front parking lot. That's going to be at 9:30 in the morning. We're going to try to beat the heat a little bit, but we're looking forward to making more summer worship opportunities outside this year. We're going to try to do at least one a month. So June, we're going to have one in the front parking lot. July, we're going to do like we did last year for confirmation, where we did a Saturday night and we saw the lighted up cross. And then in August, we'll be at Shenbrun Village. We'll be able to return there. So a lot of good opportunities to worship outside in God's creation this summer. And then the joint board will meet following worship today to discuss potential changes in COVID-19 protocols. You can see I scheduled that meeting right before lunch, so that's a pastor's subtle hint to make the meeting quick. But no, we'll have fun, and we'll get down to the business of the church, and we just want to thank everybody for the continued prayers and support as we continue to try to make whatever decisions we make in the best interest of each and every one of you in our church. And please know, I know there's not going to be, like we talked before a couple weeks ago in church, we're not going to agree with every decision we make, but the fact that we remain in community and continue to care for each other, that's what speaks about our community, and that's something I'm very proud of. There are one of the switches we made last week, just so you're aware of, since we switched back to bulletins because we weren't able to have the screen last week, is I print out like maybe a dozen bulletins before worship, so if any of you prefer to have a bulletin in your hand, you're welcome to grab that. That does not have the full bulletin like we used to. That just has the order of worship in it, and there's a bulletin cover from about a year and a half ago when we stopped using bulletins, so if you're interested in reading any of those, you're welcome to grab one of those. And just so you're aware, you're always welcome to grab a Bible and a Moravian Book of Worship if you want to for worship. We just ask that you put it back when you are done with it. That's all I have for announcements at this time. Let us stand and extend the right wave of fellowship. Good morning. I like it. Enthusiasm back there. You may be seated. Our watchword this week comes from the 130th Psalm, the second verse. Lord, hear my voice. Let your earth be attentive to the voice of my supplication. Amen. This time we turn it over to our cantor, Jean Ann, this week, who will sing one of my favorite church songs, The Church is One Foundation.
Churches vary. Holy Spirit of God, we praise and worship you as the one who gave birth to Christ's church. With the sound of mighty wind and flashing fire, you brought life into the church of Jerusalem. You continue to transform believers, healing, reconciling, empowering. Lives are turned around, emptiness is filled, drifting hearts are given direction. We worship and extol you, our teacher, guide, and comforter. You make Christ known to us and make us your holy temple.
By your presence, the church and all its treasures are all together in unity.
You may be seated. Interceding Spirit, we do not know how to pray as we ought, but you understand our deepest needs and present them with love to the Father. Lead us now to repentance and confession. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death. We believe God's promise in these last days. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Upon both men and women these days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall speak my message. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power and we become God's witnesses. The diverse and empowering gifts of the Spirit are given to each one for the common good. None of us is useless to God. None of us is sufficient alone. We serve through the body of Christ, and we depend on the people of Christ.
Thank you.
Our first scripture lesson today is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through chapter 5, verse 1. It is written, "I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For light and momentary troubles are achieving us for eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but as what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands." Second reading today is Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 35. "Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, 'He is out of his mind.' And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, 'He is possessed by Beelzebul, by the prince of demons, he is driving out demons.' So Jesus called over to him and began to speak to them in parables. 'How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then he can plunder the strong man's house. Truly, I tell you, people can be forgiven for all their sins and every slander they utter. But whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They are guilty of an eternal sin." He said this because they were saying, "He has an impure spirit." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. As the crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mothers and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mothers and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother."
Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to a time of prayer and a time of reflection. As we lift our joys and our concerns to God, we remind all of you that for our prayer concerns, I will share whatever I can share with you publicly, and then whatever comes from our prayer chain will be on the screen. And for those of you in person, those of you who are joining us virtually, you're welcome to check out your weekly prayer chain or take some personal prayer time and reflect on the music that is played for you as well. In our prayers this week, we just continue to pray for the COVID-19 situation, all those who are impacted. We give thanks for the continuing record low number of cases that continue to happen across our country, and hope that we continue to progress, not just in our nation, but in our world as well. At this time of the year, I think it's always important to pray for our kids who've just finished school, that they have summers that are fun, productive, they don't get on their parents' nerves too much throughout that summer, but they just have the opportunity to really stretch their creative muscle. I always want to remind kids that your creativity is a muscle, and it needs to be flexed, it needs to be stretched, just like you're working out for soccer or baseball. So take some time this summer to stretch that important muscle. And then also, this is the time of year, especially after Memorial Day, where families begin to travel and head out to different locations across the country. I want to give personal thanks to my parents, Bob and Wendy, are here. So just pretend like they're new members if you talk to them after worship and tell them how much you love your pastor and how they should be here. And what a smart young whippersnapper he is. And for the rest of you, as you go on your family vacations and different trips, we ask that God's guidance be with you and watch over you. So let us take some time in silence and reflect on the prayers that we have before us. Thank you. let's come to God in prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Be alive in our hearts, our minds, and our prayers. Instill within us that you are an alive and active God. And help us to give thanks for the gifts that we have been given. So many people spend their lives complaining and being upset with the world that they are given. But it is through gratitude that we are able to feel connected to you, to creation, and to our neighbor. So help each one of us live with a little more gratitude in our hearts each day. We know that gratitude leads to love, and love leads to hope and the fulfillment of you, Jesus Christ. Gracious God, we pray for all those on our prayer chain and for everyone in our world who is struggling. For those who are sick, for those who are in pain, for those who are awaiting test results, those who are battling addiction or mental illness, help them to know that there is nothing that can separate them from God. That your love is equal for each and every one of us because we are a part of your family. And you showed us what that meant on the cross. So help us as your children to live our lives full of faith, hope, and love. Every chance we get, may we carry the blessed name of Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. We now turn our attention to our offering this week. And once again, we remind you that we are not passing out the plates at this time. But we continue to thank everyone who gives online, and there's also an offering plate on the back table for anyone who would like to give in person. But as we give thanks, we remember that especially with this gospel text that we are family. And as family, we take care of one another, we uplift one another, and we look for ways to give to each and every child of God in need. So let us think of that as we offer our tithes, our offerings, and our gifts to God. Please rise as we listen to the offertory. Holy Spirit,
help us to feel your presence in our lives and in our world.
May we strive to build your kingdom with faithful and kind-hearted living. Amen. You may be seated. This time we're going to turn our attention to our children's chat. So I'm going to invite their kids. I'm going to make your hands a little full at this moment, but if you got your toy or object with you, you're welcome to bring that. I didn't send out a reminder this week, so if you forgot, that's okay. And I'm going to ask you to have your whiteboards available as well. So what we're going to talk about is a very important word today. We're going to talk about a word that's called family. Every one of us is born a part of a family. Every one of us gets the opportunity to find a family in many different ways. But what we're going to look at is how the older we get, the more our family grows. And we're going to start out with a terrible artistic illustration. You're going to see why Pastor Ben is a writer and not an artist, but we're going to do our best right here. And thank God we are live streaming this, so everybody gets to see my artistic depictions now, whether I like it or not. So what we're going to start with, let me see what toys you got. Let's see, who brought objects? Can you put them in the air for me? All right. Aubrey's got me covered. She's got a little, that looks like, oh gosh, I forgot what they're called already. Teletubby, there we go. So, when you are born, believe it or not, you're born without a lot of hair, so you end up looking like a little Teletubby, actually, when you're born. And so, what we start with is a foundation. And that foundation, ooh, everybody's got me covered, starts when you're a baby. You're born with a mom, a dad, maybe some brothers and sisters. So in that foundation, you can write the names of the people who you are born with, who are our genetic family. So I put my mom, my dad, And I'll put my sister Mandy in there. And I'm going to put my dog Bears in there because he was more of a brother. No, I'm just kidding. and so we start with that as a foundation. And then we're a tree. We grow. Let's see what other toys. We jump up like Tyler's got his hula hoop right there. We get stronger. We get more flexible. We go to school so we learn how to kick the soccer ball around. And we learn to write like Reese has. We learn to write really good. So, and then, hold on, I'm waiting for Squirtle. Squirtle's coming out. And so, in this tree, this space, these are all your family members that you develop from, let's say, preschool through high school. So all your friends that become best friends that you hang out with, and they're people that you know that you can count on to be your family. I know Charlotte can call Kira any time of day, and Kira's going to answer the or text back any time of day and get back to you and help you out whatever way you can. In the same way, many of us develop best friends, cousins, and other people in life. And then I didn't leave much room at the top of my tree, so there's not much branches up there. But we'll see Squirtle. Let me see Squirtle. Squirtle, a thing that I love about turtles is that even in old age, they live awesome and productive lives. And guess what? After high school, you're going to make some very important friends in your life. Eventually, hopefully, your parents, I see a prayer right now, you're going to get out of your parents' house eventually. You're going to live, you're going to have your own productive life, you're going to go to college, or you're going to start a job, and then you're going to meet other important people. Maybe your spouse, maybe another friend that you have for life. Maybe somebody who likes the Green Bay Packers as much as you do, which is very important to have in a friendship. And then those are important things. And the older you get, the more those branches are going to grow up there, the more those different relationships are going to develop, and it's all going to be connected. You're still going to have your family, your genetic family at your roots. You're going to have all your friends in the middle strengthening you, and then you're going to have people you meet later in life extending you out like a branch on a tree. But guess what? A tree dies without two things. What's that? Nick, do you know what they are? What does a tree need?
Water.
It needs water. And guess what? We're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit washes over us. It renews us. It reminds us of love. And it takes care of us. And it nurtures each of those things. Does anybody know what the other thing a tree needs? What is it, Tyler? Sunshine. And you're going to see a beautiful sun right here. I don't think NASA can make that on their space shuttle that beautiful as that sun is right there. So the sun, S-U-N, should remind us of God's sun, S-O-N. Because the sun, Jesus, is the light of our world. And without Jesus, all of this, all these relationships, all these friendships, all this love we experience would live in darkness. But because of the sunshine that Christ gives us, all of us experience the light of the world. And that is something we know from the day we are born until the day we die, that God loves us and takes care of us. So thank you for bringing your toys and your objects and for giving us that wonderful reminder today. Let's have a moment of prayer for our kids. Gracious God, we ask that you watch over our children and remind them that like trees, they should be rooted in you, rooted in the love of a family, rooted in the love of friendship, and rooted in the gift of relationships they will have their entire lives. And may we remember that you are the Spirit that washes over us, and you, God's Son, are the sunshine that provides light and nourishment to each and every one of us. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. Let us now turn our attention to our message today, and we're going to dig deeper into that gospel text that Mark has written. Chapter 3, verses 20 to 35. Let's listen to verses 32 to 35 again. Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mothers and brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And Jesus replied, "Who are my mother and brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, Here are my mothers and brothers, or here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. This is a difficult text to wrestle with. This is an especially difficult text to wrestle with if your family is visiting for a week for the first time this year, and this just happens to be the lectionary text this week. Come on, Jesus, you got to help me out a little bit. Give me a text that I can work with, a text that we can all work with. Because this is a difficult passage to understand. This is not the hallmark Jesus that we know and love. This is the Jesus that confronts and challenges our expectations. And if this was any other person on the planet saying these things about their family, we would call them a jerk for disrespecting the people they love so blatantly and publicly. Yet Jesus is challenging us in this moment to think hard about what makes a family a family. Actually, I want you to pull out your whiteboards at this moment. I'm going to ask you to do a little work to help us out in this project. In your opinion, what makes a family a family? What makes a family a family? So take a chance. Some of you may not have whiteboards, some of you may, but if you do have one in front of you, try to answer that question for me. What makes a family a family? Love. Rylan's got it. Yeah, love. I see that. Trust and love. I love that. A lot of foundations there. Anybody else have anything they want to share? People. Absolutely. You got to have people to have a family. Hating thick and logically. I like it. But trust, love. Working together. Working in unity. Understanding each other. Love. Patience. Absolutely. Those are very important skills to have in a family. And I think it's interesting that nobody put genetic material as the first thing that makes a family a family. And an author, Amelia Dean, said it very similar. Family isn't defined only by last names or blood. It's defined by commitment and by love. It means showing up when they need it the most. Showing up when they need it the most. I love that. The act of showing up, making somebody family. In church language, we call that the ministry of presence. Our ability to show up for human beings is the easiest thing to do, but it's one we constantly undervalue and overlook. Don't ever underestimate the power of showing up. Jesus said it in a very similar fashion. Whoever does the will of God is my mother and my sister, is my brother and sister and mother. Whoever does the will of God is my family. I often hear people who have an extended friend, who have a friend or extended family member in the hospital be hesitant to visit them, and they'll say something like, I just don't know what to say to them. I'll make a fool of myself. I'm scared I'm going to say the wrong thing that's going to upset them. And in those moments, when we think we're a walking landmine, a walking grenade, we should take a deep breath. And in that moment, we should get over ourselves a little bit. Because guess what? There isn't a person on the planet that does not find hospitals or nursing homes to be an awkward and difficult place to have a conversation with somebody. And I have been in numerous hospital rooms, and people I have found almost 100% of the time rarely remember what was said in those rooms or the Bible passage that the pastor or the family member read. But they will always, almost without a shadow of a doubt, remember whose hand was there that they could hold in a difficult moment. They will remember whose shoulder they cried on when things got incredibly serious. Jesus teaches us that. Don't underestimate the power of showing up for people, of being the one who is there. So how can we show up for the family members in our lives? Remember how Jesus is defining family here. Whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, and my mother. And I think that is why it is a mistake to just look at this text, glance over it, and say, oh, Jesus is being really sassy about his family. Because Jesus isn't focused on dissing his family. He's focused on helping the people around him expand their idea of family. What he is saying is that his family is far bigger than anybody around him can even realize. His family is all over. And I think if all of us took a second to think about it, our family trees are much bigger than we realize. And I know you can get these beautiful genealogy reports that show all these beautiful, perfect family trees, but if you made one for yourself and you counted all your friends, all the people who are important in your life, you'd see a lot of different branches in a lot of different places. And I thought about this a lot because we just watched, Emily and Tristan and I just watched a heartwarming Disney movie called Safety. I don't know if any of you have seen that on Disney Plus, but it is the true story of a 19-year-old young man who is playing college football for the University of Clemson, Ray McElrathbay. And this is the story of him and his 11-year-old brother, Baymar. And Ray's mom was struggling with addiction at this time, right as he was entering Clemson University to play Division I college football. And right before practice was about to start his sophomore year of college, it became clear that his mother needed to seek treatment. So Ray was given two choices. He could let his brother go into foster care, or he could take custody of him while he was a college student at Clemson University, trying to play Division I football, trying to do classes, trying to work a job on the side to help pay for it. And Ray, being a family member, he chose to bring his brother, Baymar, with him. Imagine that, a 19-year-old kid trying to raise his 11-year-old brother. And as you would expect, he was incredibly overwhelmed by the situation. He couldn't do it by himself. It's a lot for any human being to do. But you add up being a 19-year-old kid, it's incredibly difficult. And he had the double challenge of trying to keep it a secret. His brother was not allowed in the dorm. So Ray had no choice. He had to learn to start to lean on his teammates, his coaches, and his coaches' wives. And it didn't take long before the wives of assistant coaches were taking Baymar to school, where they were picking him up, where they were making sure he was getting on the bus at time. And if Ray was in class, his teammates would be in his room babysitting his little brother with him, spending time with him. And there's two ways Ray and Baymar could have looked at that summer. They could have looked at that summer as the summer they lost their mother as she was struggling with addiction and all these other issues. Or they could have looked at that as the year where they gained over 100 brothers and sisters. People who were stepping up for them. People who were helping them. And I bet if you could talk to them, this is a true story, they would tell you the same thing. Their family tree grew immensely that year. In the hardest year of their lives, they picked up hundreds of brothers and sisters. And that is the great thing about being a disciple of Jesus. Your family is always growing and it is always expanding. The idea of unconditional family love for our brothers and sisters was so important to Jesus, vitally important, that his dying breath, you remember what he said? He made sure his disciples and his mother knew they were family. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciples whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciples, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the disciples took her into his home. Powerful moment. Pastor Rick Fry said, even restrained on the cross, Jesus was widening the circle of his mother's, sisters, and brothers. And I think that's an important reminder about how far God's love will go for each of us, what God is willing to do for every one of us, to remind us that we have a family. So brothers and sisters, the question that we carry on into our lives this week is, are you willing to expand your concept of family? Are you willing to let that tree that we just pictured in the children's chat grow? And that looks a lot of different ways for a lot of different people. For some of us, it could be as simple as showing up in ways we haven't been for other people in our family. It could be, perhaps it's spending time to play a board game or go for a bike ride with one of the kids instead of zonking out to the television set. Maybe it is getting involved with a ministry or a nonprofit a few hours a month. Maybe it is scheduling that cup of coffee with a friend we have been blowing off lately. You know that person you always make plans for someday in the future that never comes to fruition? Actually make concrete plans with that person. Let's get coffee on Tuesday and talk about what's going on with our lives. For some of us, it could be a much more difficult challenge. We really have to jump outside our comfort zone. We may have to try something that scares us without a safety net involved. We may have to start showing up for someone who stopped believing we were even capable of showing up for them years ago. And it will take time to mend those fences and attempt to build those bridges back. Yet whether the strides we make for the people we consider family are big or small, we know that every step we make in that direction has value in the eyes of Christ. This is a verse I want you to imprint on your heart this week. Verse 35, whoever does the will of God is my mother, is my brother and sister and mother. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. So let's breathe that in for a second. And now what I want you to do is I want everyone in the congregation to look to your left. Look to the people sitting on your left. And now look to the people sitting to the right of you. Some of you may have a wall on some of those occasions, but that's okay. And now I want you to look behind you. All right, now you can look forward. You look to the left, you look to the right, you look up, you look behind you. And everywhere you see, there's a family member sitting in front of you, taking care of you, watching over you. And that is what Jesus reminds us. We are part of a family that is far bigger, far deeper, and far more impactful than we will ever realize. So let us give thanks for that. Let us say thank you, Jesus, for the family that we have been given. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come before you and just want to say thank you for reminding us what family is. That it's not just genetic material, but it is love and commitment, and especially devotion to you. So help us to grow our hearts and to grow our bases and to see that there is family all around us. Wherever we look, in whatever direction, there are children of God, and we share a common Father. And we are so grateful for your presence and love and laughter in our lives. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. And we now hear that message carried into our final hymn, excuse me, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen. This concludes our worship service. We want to thank all of you who joined us online and in person. We're going to take some time to dismiss those of you who are here in person and then joint board. We can meet up here and decide where we want to go for our short meeting. And we'll say like 5 or 10 minutes about that. So thank you once again for spending a Sunday with us at Shenra. Go in peace. Swallow family, go ahead.